Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, which means simply to change one's mind, to change one's mind about what we think, what we do, how we approach things at any given time. So when we are thinking of the changing our minds and the season of Advent, what is the challenge for us today? What would be the possible way that we can change and produce the good fruit to prove that we truly mean and wait for the coming of the Messiah? Every year, I get very excited about the Black Friday, but not because of the good bargains, but because it provides me ample time of entertainment. I think about the Black Friday. It's no longer Black Friday, we should say it now, Black Thanksgiving Day sales. Because I look at the social media and sometimes on the news, and I look how people react to the great bargain. I wonder sometimes as I looked at those moments when people beforehand, before the Black Friday, they start looking at what's available, what do I want to buy, not necessarily what I need, but what I want to buy, what is the good deal. Don't get me wrong, you know, if there is a good deal, I would probably spend some money on it too. But the way how people approach it, that's what sometimes is mesmerizing almost. The time that people put to prepare, the way that we cook the meals on Thanksgiving Day earlier so that by the afternoon we are free to perhaps go to the store. And when you get to the store, you start praying, not just for the good bargain, but to make sure you find a parking spot as close to the door as possible. And then you pray that you have enough strength, stamina, and perhaps you just picked up a few martial arts skills so as you can get through the door and through the lines. You know, we look for the good bargain, and yet we just missed the great opportunity of the Thanksgiving Day. It is also opening season, opening time for the shopping spree before the Christmas. That's the idea behind the Black Friday, or the Cyber Monday now, or the Cyber Weekend, because now we can use internet more and more. And we know how many people spend the time buying things before Christmas, thinking this is my way of preparing for Christmas. This is the season. And then we come to church and we hear a little bit different story, the story of Advent. And like John today, you know, is sitting at this bank of the Jordan River, wearing the clothes made of camel's hair, some belt around his waist, eats locust and honey, you know, kind of a little bit probably shabby looking fella. And the people come to him for the message and for the baptism of repentance. And one might think that John should be nice as he is the precursor of Jesus, of the Messiah. He announces the one who is coming after him will baptize with the Spirit and the fire. So when John sees the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, and looks at those people who are leaders in faith and a community, you know, he might want to think that he wants to be nice to them or should be nice. And then he calls them, "You brood of vipers, who showed you the way? Who told you this?" You know, John, in his awkwardness almost, challenges the people to change their minds. I'm not going to advocate to dismiss the Black Friday. You know, this is beyond my scope, and I know that's important to many. But I wanted us to think about the message that John is proclaiming. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the paths. You know, the axe is already at the tree, at the root of the tree, ready to cut it down if it doesn't bear good fruit. And the Lord is coming with the Holy Spirit, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff will be burnt with unquenchable fire. Now we are preparing for the great event in our life, the time of Advent that helps us to refocus our life, helps us to and challenges our minds and hearts and souls to refocus back on the best bargain of our life as Christian people. The coming of the Messiah, the one who is coming into our lives in our own simplicity and sometimes tragedy of our decisions and sinfulness, remind us, there is a greater life, there is a better option, there is something much greater and for good to fight for, to strive for, to use as a point of our earthly life's reference. God and his message of hope, of salvation, the greatest gift of savings, saving our own souls. So as we journey through this Advent season, perhaps the question for us is this week, what is it I am preparing for? What am I looking for in this Christ? And is his bargain that he gives me, is it enough for me to really change my mind, the way I think of him, the way I approach the gospel message, the way I look at myself and my life? God gives us the best possible bargain. And we don't have to wait for just a Black Friday.